And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on The Savage Nation, and boy, are those Republicans rocking the clock. Welcome to the program. I would be remiss to not discuss the madness that I see going on inside the Republican Party right now. What I see going on in what Trump is saying about Carson is akin to what went on when Gingrich ripped Romney to shreds for nine straight months, much to the happiness of Barack Obama, who watched on the sidelines and then came in for the kill and then ripped Romney apart with the very same arguments that who gave him? Who gave Obama all the arguments to defeat Romney other than Romney himself? That was Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich was a wrecking ball against Mitt Romney. And for me to sit here as a member of the Fourth Estate and not comment on my favorite candidate, who is still Donald Trump, would mean I'm remiss. And I have to comment. I think this is wrong. He's making a mistake. I believe it's bizarre. And I don't know who's more bizarre, Trump or Carson. It's a repeat of Gingrich attacking Romney, which resulted in Obama rising to the presidency. They should be attacking Hillary Clinton's background, her foreground, and her politics, not each other. That's what I say. And it's a very important topic. And I could ask you, whose side are you on? If you want to talk about that, it could be as simple as that. But I'd like to go into this in a little more detail, first by playing what Trump said about Carson. If you haven't heard it, you've got to say to yourself, why would he do a thing like this? The audience went dead silent as he started to launch into his attacks against Carson, which, by the way, are uncalled for in plain English. I like Trump. I think he's the only candidate up there who would use a tactical nuclear weapon against ISIS. I've said that yesterday. I say it again today. I think he'd be best for the military. I think he'd be best to protect us from the scourge coming over the border. I said that yesterday. I'll say it today. But I think he's going down the wrong hole. He's running down a path. I don't know who's advising him. I don't know why they're telling him to attack Carson instead of Hillary. Something doesn't make sense to me. And I'll tell you something else. There's something more to what I'm saying here, which will take me a while to get to it. I don't like what I see. My suspicions are up, my antenna are up, and I don't like what I see. They should be attacking Hillary, instead they're attacking each other. So who's winning? With Trump attacking Carson, and Carson saying I'm not going to roll in the mud with him, tell me who came out the clear winner here. Do I have to say the word Hillary Clinton? Why are they doing this? Surely they have the intelligence to know how this is resonating in the country. Why are they continuing to attack each other, mainly Trump attacking everyone around him? You know, maybe this works in radio. Maybe it even doesn't work in radio, but it doesn't work on the national stage. The people don't want to hear you attacking another candidate unless it's the opposition party. They want to hear what you have to say as to how you're going to save America, not how you're going to rip down Carson. That's my opinion. I'm not running for office, of course, but in a way I run for office every day on this show. Everyone in radio is running for office every day. Do you know that? We are on the stump every day of our lives on radio. We're campaigning one way or another. We want you to like us. We want you to admire us. We want you to follow us. We want you to continue listening to us. In other words, we want you to vote for us. So we in talk radio are in politics longer than any sitting president. I've been in politics for 21 years. Every day, think about this, every day I get up in front of the American public, millions of people, I have to convince them that I'm worth listening to. And despite the mistakes I make from time to time, that you should continue listening to me, you should buy my books. I'm a politician when you think about it, so is everyone in radio. We're all selling you something, aren't we? But I want to say this to you right now. There is not a single chapter attacking conservatives or even Republicans in Government Zero. Think about that. I could have spent an entire chapter in Government Zero attacking liberal Republicans. I could have attacked Rubio. I didn't do it. Maybe a line here or there. I didn't waste your time. I told you what Obama's doing to America. I told you how he's broken the cities apart. I told you how he's pitted one race against the other. I told you how he's flooding America mainly with African Muslims and Middle Easterners. I told you that those are the problems. I didn't attack liberal Republicans. And you went out and you bought the book. And you have a plan, an action plan. And I must say that my book with its plan and its attack on liberals, I'm sorry to say it, maybe I'm proud to say it, debuted at number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list, while Trump's book debuted at only number 5. Again, this is not an attack on Trump. It's almost a way of saying, Donald, what the heck are you doing? Donald, who the heck is advising you? Donald, you're not going down the wrong, you're going down the wrong road, Donald. Why are you going there? Why don't you attack Hillary? Why don't you tell America how wrong Obama is? Show us what his immigration policies have done that are wrong. Show us how he's a liar on climate. Show us how he's printing fiat currency that has no basis in reality. Show us how he's being outtraded with China. Explain it to the people and show why you would be better. Don't attack Carson. Everyone knows Carson's a nice man. Everyone likes Carson because he's a nice man, because he's a gentle, soft-spoken man. What is the value in attacking a soft-spoken man? Does it make you stronger? Something is wrong. I'm telling you, something is wrong. And I have instincts in this business that have been a gift to me from the beginning. I saw it with Michelle Bachmann when she used this show, only to abandon this show, and now to sound like a lunatic. Something's wrong with the picture. And so the best way that I can pursue this is to play a couple of sound bites for you right at the beginning of the show today on Rock and Roll Friday. We're going to begin with Mr. Trump saying things about Ben Carson that are a little worrisome, and then Carson's reply right here on the Savage Nation.
He said he's got pathological disease. He actually said pathological temper, and then he defined it as disease. So he said he has pathological disease. If you're a child molester, a sick puppy, you're a child molester, there's no cure for that. There's only one cure. We don't want to talk about that cure. That's the ultimate cure. No, there's two. There's death and the other thing. But if you're a child molester, there's no cure. They can't stop you. Pathological, there's no cure. Now, he said he was pathological. Okay.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing is, it's not really up to me. It's up to the people. They will listen, and they will be able to make a decision about whether they want to listen to the usual politics of personal destruction, or do they want to deal with something better.
Are you personally offended by it?
Let me put it this way. I expect that kind of thing. That's what's been going on in our country for years, that's dragging us in the mud, and I don't expect it to change anytime soon, but I don't have to get into it.
Now, as you could well imagine, the Solenterets in the media, who will not bring up any of the crimes of Hillary Clinton, both current and past, are just salivating over this. The Solenterites in the media who will never touch what Hillary has done as Secretary of State, which is virtually destroy the entire world order, are so happy to attack Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump made a mistake, in my opinion. You know, people make mistakes. It doesn't mean he's a bad man, but he made a mistake here. Why would he attack Carson in such a vile manner and say that he's pathological? And then say, basically implying he should be castrated. Did you hear what he said? There are only two cures for pathological people who are child molesters, and he launches into child molesting. Where did this come from? Why would he bring up the worst, lowest type of criminal? How does that help his brand? How does that help intelligent, middle-of-the-road people who are trying to decide? And I know liberals who despise Hillary Clinton. I know liberals who distrust her for good reason. They despise her because they know she's no good. They don't want to vote for her. They're dying to vote for a Republican. And they hear this now? Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Jury, I cast before you a simple question. And that question is this. What the heck do you think is going on? Why do you think this happened yesterday? Do you think it was a mistake? Do you think it was intentional? And who do you think is the big winner here? Well, that's clear. It's Hillary Clinton. Have you heard one word attacking Obama's insane policies? His failures, for example, in his war against ISIS. We know he was dragging his heels on ISIS. Donald Trump could have gone off on a tangent and talked about how when he's commander-in-chief, he'll rebuild the military and how he will crush ISIS like the cockroaches that they are in the same time he spent attacking Carson. He could have said that Obama is such a failed commander-in-chief that we have to wonder if he's not pathological in his lying. That Obama is such a pathological liar that he has upset the world order. And that should be the issue that we should be talking about today. Would be calling Barack Obama a pathological liar. A very dangerous man who is so flawed that he could not even defeat a ragtag army with the most powerful military in the world. I look at war footage of the Iraq war, for example. And I see how skillfully it was conducted against Saddam's army. Do you remember that? Do you remember the footage? Do you remember what they did in the desert? You think it was a snap and a guarantee that we would win? It was not. But we had, and maybe we still have, some great military leaders. And they sectored off the entire desert. And then they sent in the attack planes. They sent in the artillery first. And then the attack planes. Then the helicopters. And they took out every one of Saddam's tanks and armored personnel carriers. They did it section by section. Yet Obama has not destroyed one Toyota pickup truck owned by ISIS. I keep reiterating that main point. It was 6 months ago, ISIS just took Ramadi, or was it Mosul? And they had a victory parade. It was about a mile long of Toyota trucks with machine guns on it, with the Hitlerites in headscarves. Was there one rocket fired by Obama's military? No. It could have been a highway of death. Why did Obama not take out that highway of murderers? That's what Trump should have said. And he should have said that Obama didn't do it for two reasons. One of two reasons only. One, either he's a pathological liar and he's really fighting on their side because he wanted ISIS to take down Assad. Or he's too weak to be a commander-in-chief, and that when I am commander-in-chief, I can guarantee you these cockroaches won't be around very long. Instead, he goes off in a tangent and attacks Ben Carson. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Jury, I rest my case and be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Now, in the middle of this mudslinging, which is more like a Victorian candidacy than anything else, this went on in another period of time. I hear it went on in the 1920s, but it doesn't play very well today. You know, this personal attack business, I understand, was part of the American political landscape in the 20s. They called each other mothers prostitutes. But you haven't heard anything like this in your lifetime, have you? Calling another man a pathologist. I mean, crazy. At the same time this is going on, U.S. B-52 bombers fly near Chinese man-made islands in South China Sea. So Obama is saber-rattling against China, saber-rattling against Russia, upsetting the world order, and we're arguing over whether this one said that or that one said this, when we should be talking about the madman in the White House, not whether Ben Carson did this or Trump said that. You know, you can take the high road or you can take the low road. In a time like this in America, there's only one road left to us, and that's the road to victory. It's the only road that matters is the road to victory. I am sorry to tell you, very sorry to tell you that this is not the road to victory. This is the road to perdition that I'm listening to. It's the road to perdition. And I've met Donald Trump a few times. He's been on the show a few times. I like Donald Trump. I'd vote for Trump. Even today, right today, I'd vote for him. But somebody is sending him down the wrong path. He has surrounded himself with stupid people. Notice how Trump has always said that when he's president, he'll get rid of the stupid people who are running the government. I'd like to know who the stupid person is who told him to attack Ben Carson, comparing him to a child molester. Because she's stupid. And if he's going to let a stupid girl like this advise him, then we have a real problem on our hands. And I say so again, repeating the same mantra. I will vote for Donald Trump, but I hope that he listens to a replay of this show and that he responds to what I am suggesting will get him that road to victory. Right now, he's not on a trajectory to victory by doing this kind of stuff against Carson. He should be attacking Hillary, 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 Hillary. He should be attacking liberalism, 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 liberalism. Not attacking Carson, Carson, Carson. It's not funny, by the way. It doesn't play well. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel presidential. Does it feel presidential to you to listen to this? Do you resent that I'm even raising the question? Let me tell you why I'm doing it. I may never have another salad at Mar-a-Lago after this. I don't know. I may be disinvited. I may not ever have the pleasure of dining around men who are 90 who have skin transplants that make them look like 100. I may no longer have the pleasure of seeing men who look like they had surgery on Mars. But the thing is, I like Mar-a-Lago and I like Donald Trump and I think he's a wonderful man who would make a great president. But my point today is to be a member of the Fourth Estate. Not just sitting here and saying, amen, 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 amen. That's not my job. How many times have I told you we in the media have one job, and that's to be a member of the Fourth Estate? And we are supposed to criticize the politicians, not be their lapdogs.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Peace in this sick world that I'm living in. It's hard to sleep today. If you really are focused on how sick Obama is and how sick the liberals are in this country and what they are doing, they're suicidal. They're taking us down a road we can never recover from. If you take a look at what the black radicals are doing to the campuses with money from white liberals, it's enough to make you ill to see our great universities being decimated, decimated and destroyed forever. When will they stop? When every white is thrown off a campus? When there's not one white administrator? Is that what they want with Black Lives Matter? Is that the country they want to live in? No whites allowed on college campuses? Is that what they're looking for? Where does this end if there's no adult saying, okay, here's the way it works. We live in a country where there's a First Amendment. You have a right to speak, but you will not block anyone else from speaking. And if you do, we'll have the police arrest you. Now get back to class or get off the campus. But you're not taking over my campus. This is not the third world. We're not living in a banana republic. Shame on you for using thuggery like this, but you don't hear it anywhere. So why are these liberal white administrators running away scared? Talking about that topic for a minute. Have you seen their golden parachutes that they had written for themselves? Did you know the one they threw out of the campus of Missouri left with a $9 million golden parachute? You didn't know that. It makes you wonder. Maybe they like being thrown off campus and getting an early retirement. Boy, I would love to have such a clause in my contract. Wouldn't that be great if you had a clause in your contract that said if you're fired, you get a $9 million payout? You'd almost want them to fire you, wouldn't you? Could it be that maybe they want to be fired? These lily white leaders who have let the rabble take over the universities? You ever think they're glad to separate from the university? The whole thing is crazy. It's hard to sleep these days if you let it get to you. The killing of the elephants, the killing of the gorillas, the selling of the ivory, the slaughter of innocent animals, the decimation of the earth. You think I don't see it? You think I don't feel it flowing through my brain? And yet I have to listen to one of the smartest men in the world, Trash Carson. That was not a happy moment for me to hear this one, to wake up to this, because the neutered solenterates in the media are having a field day with it. The neutered solenterates who make good Windsor knots are having a wonderful, wonderful time with this. And who's laughing? Obama's laughing while ISIS rages. Hillary's sitting back and laughing. When have you last heard anything about the secret emails and what's on them? When have you last heard about the disaster of her Arab Spring and how she perpetrated the destruction of the world order to the extent that the world will never recover? Never. Instead, the neutered activists in the media are having a field day attacking Trump for attacking Carson. It's a blunder. It's a mistake. And something's wrong with the picture. There's something more to this than meets the eye. Now, on the top of Drudge, we see the poll. Reuters 5-day rolling poll. Trump 34%, Carson 19%, Rubio 10%, roughly, Cruz 7%, etc. Okay. Very good. So he's winning. Now, who is he winning amongst? Who? What do you mean 5-day rolling poll amongst who? Amongst who? Well, let's look at amongst who. I'll look at the 5-day rolling poll. I have a PhD in epidemiology and nutrition. I can read data. I can read graphs. So who's the poll amongst? Possible Republican presidential candidates in 2016. Between 11th and 9th, former Senator McKinley, Colin Rosen, businessman Donald Trump is particularly weak among those making $100,000 or more compared to those making less than $100,000. That's interesting. Well, that's a statement unto itself. But the poll is very small, you see. This is something you don't understand. It's an invalid poll. There's only 585 respondents. Everyone in statistics knows it's a pathetic number of people. We don't know what the real numbers are. I don't know what this means. What do you mean, 585 people? That's a poll? That's what Reuters refers to as a poll? That'd be like going to a busy restaurant and taking a poll. 585. That's not a valid study. As an epidemiologist, unless the number is a sufficient number, you can't cite the data with any surety. You don't know what it means. You need large numbers to come to some conclusion. So I'm not so sure this means anything, this Reuters poll. And did you ever think that Reuters wants someone who can't win at the top? Did you ever think of that amongst people who are not Republicans? Well, now let's look at the next picture, top of Drudge. The CBS moderator meets with the Democrats before the debate. I couldn't believe my eyes. Look at this puppet that they're using. Take a look at this stooge. Look at this stooge. John Dickerson will moderate the Democratic debate. What debate? Are you kidding me? It's out of the Soviet Union. What debate on the Democrat side? Tell me who the debaters are. O'Malley? He is not going anywhere. Everyone knows he's nothing. Who's the other one? That old man? The one who has spittle all over his suit? Are you joking? It's all made to make Hillary look good. So there it is. The fix is in. It's been decided in advance who's going to win. That's what I think. I think it's all done already. You don't even bother voting. I don't think it matters anymore. Now, who owns CBS? Who owns CBS? Sumner Redstone. They may as well have the debate in his ballroom in Beverly Hills. Why bother with a CBS debate with such a stupid none list of candidates to make Hillary look good? Have it in Sumner Redstone's ballroom in Beverly Hills and put it on and stream it up there on the cloud. What are you kidding me? You know, let me back up for a minute. I don't even think I'm going to vote in this election if this keeps up. Yeah, make that a headline. Savage says he may not vote if this keeps up. It almost doesn't matter. It looks like whoever it is who's pulling the strings has already pulled the strings and decided who's going to be the president. And God, what a nightmare that is. God, what a nightmare it is to think that that thing from that, again, the Clintons are going to run America? We didn't have 8 years of scandal after scandal after scandal. You know, the borders were broken open by Bill Clinton. You do know that. I remember it to this day when it happened. I can even name the person who was head of the then called INS. The INS, Immigration and Naturalization Services. It was some liberal, slimy bag woman. She did it to us. She broke the border with Mexico. She went on to a great reward, by the way. I think I'm not quite sure where she is today, probably with a hedge fund. She did it. Now, what do you think Hillary's going to do? You think she's going to stop the flood of illegal aliens from Mexico, Africa, Middle East? No. Do you think she's going to challenge China when her husband's been doing business with China all these years? And she's surrounded by China lobbyists like Sandy Socks Berger. Remember Sandy Berger, national security advisor under Bill Clinton? Remember he was caught with national secrets in his underwear? Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back. That's what you're voting for? Now, why didn't Trump mention that? Why did he spend a five-minute tirade talking about the sad 8 years of the Clintons? Why didn't he talk about what Hillary would do if she's, God forbid, elected? Why did he have to attack this nice guy, Ben Carson? What good did that do? So let's assume Trump made a mistake. The only question is, can he recover from it? I don't know. Now, what we're going to do now on the show is very interesting. We're going to ask you, the American people, and I can guarantee you the number of people listening to my show right now is much larger than that Reuters poll. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Any 15 minutes, there are three times the number of the largest football stadium in America listening to this program. It's called AQH, Average Quarter Hour. So we in talk radio are in politics, and every 15 minutes we get a more or less rolling number. The AQH on this show is three times larger than any football stadium in America. That's pretty big. So what do you think? Certainly I can't ask all of you. We'll try to get a sampling. My call screen is trying to do that. Let's start with Pauline on WDRC Radio. Pauline, what did you feel about Trump's attack on Carson?
I felt exactly the way you explained it when you first came on. I was sick to my stomach. I'm saying to myself, why on God's earth are you attacking this man that people like? You may need to get his followers someday if you get the nomination.
Bingo.
Why are you not...
Bingo. Bingo. And many people have said, if you win, why don't you use him as vice president? Or why don't you pick him to run HHS? You don't rip a man apart like that on that level.
Absolutely. And Trump is not a stupid man. Why is he doing this? Something smells rotten in Denmark. Something.
All right. Well, okay. So wait. Here's one vote from the audience. One vote for the vast savage conspiracy audience. Something is rotten in Denmark. I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero because, God forbid, if Hillary wins, I'll have to do a sequel called Government Less Than Zero. The next book will have to be Government Less Than Zero. That's if we still have the ability to write after she wins. Stay on the line, my friend. Let's go to another country, another state, excuse me. Something's wrong with the picture. WMAL, Alex, what do you think is going on?
So my opinion is I think that Trump, the short of it, is kind of like a Trojan horse. He's coming into the Republican Party and bent on to destroy us from internally.
What? Now, hold on. I'm not going to buy into that, but why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Because Trump has always been notoriously with the Democratic Party. He's friends with Hillary. And Trump is also for himself in many ways. So what do I see as in it for Trump himself is I think that he is in it for himself, that he was a win-win situation. He destroys, you know, if he wins the election through the Republican Party, then that's great. He gets to stack things in his favor. If he loses and shifts things to Hillary, great. He's in, you know, he has Hillary as a friend that can take care of him as well, too. So it's a win-win either way he goes.
Alex, can I ask you, without divulging anything personal, what is it that you do for a living?
As far as me, I work within engineering.
So you have an analytical mind?
Yes.
Well, I rest my case, and I'm sending you Government Zero, made for an analytical mind. It's not made for the Kardashians. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
I have a belt. What? Somebody hits me with a belt, it's going in because the belt moves this way. It moves this way. It moves that way. But he took the knife, he went like this, and he plunged it into the belt. And amazingly, the belt stayed totally flat, and the knife broke. How stupid are the people of Iowa? How stupid are the people of the country to believe this crap?
Now, our front runner, Mr. Trump, could have talked about the fact that the national organizer of the Million Student March is a liberal liar who went to a private grade school and a private high school in Chicago where the tuition was over $30,000 a year. And yet this liar, this liberal liar who's the head of the national Million Student March, was not attacked by Donald Trump. Or he could have said... I'm not going to attack Ben Carson. He's a good man. He's not as good as me. He can't cut the mustard in the world we live in. I'm much better than him in deal making. Instead, I want to talk about the attacks on Israel by the European Union and by Barack Obama. He could have said to the people in Iowa who are very religious, do you know that your President Obama just endorsed the European Union labeling of Israeli products the same way that Jewish businesses were stigmatized and targeted for boycott way back during the Nazi era? Did you know that the European Union issued a ruling that bans the Made in Israel label on goods produced in Israeli communities in the West Bank? And do you know that President Obama supports this racist act by the EU? Do you know what Obama's administration said? He does not consider labeling products equivalent to a boycott. And he does not consider settlements to be part of Israel anyway. Isn't that what Trump should have said yesterday instead of attacking Carson? Shouldn't he have talked about Hillary Clinton supporting partial birth abortion during her entire life? Shouldn't he have talked about the fact that innocent babies are dismembered and their baby body parts sold because of laws put in place by the Clintons when they were in power? Shouldn't he have talked about the fact that the number one donor to Bill Clinton, the man who headed up the Democrat National Committee during Clinton's years when Hillary was co-president, a man who started with a parking meter company in the Bronx, then wound up taking over Loral Space and Technology, and then with government contracts, knowledge, and grants, used the technology that he got for virtually nothing from the taxpayers, and he gave it to communist China, who said they would not use this rocket technology for anything other than peacetime usage, weather satellites, satellite communication satellites. But they then turned around and gave this technology to the People's Liberation Army, who can now launch a missile to Los Angeles or Chicago or Dallas. That's something I would like to have heard yesterday instead of talking about Carson's belt. And so I say something is wrong with this picture. And I say so considering myself a supporter of Donald Trump. He didn't lose my support for one mistake. But if it happens again, then I'm telling you something is really off the rails here, and he ought to fire his advisor. Whoever told him to go down this road, she should be sent back to whatever dumb college she came from, because she's the exact kind of stupid person that's ruining America. Donald Trump keeps saying he doesn't like stupid people. I'm sure he doesn't. He's a very bright man. He said that when he's president, he'll hire smart people like Carl Icahn to be our trade negotiator. I like that. That's good stuff. Then why does he hire stupid people who advise him to attack Ben Carson in the most, well, in the boxing world, if you hit someone under the below the belt, you know that you get penalized for that? I still watch fights. I love to watch boxing. And there are some fighters who are dirty fighters, you know that? They continuously hit the other fighter under the belt. They do it as a matter of course. Or they headbutt, making believe it's by accident, and they cut the other man's eyelid open. And once the bleeding starts, you can't stop the bleeding, no matter how good the fighter is. Usually, he'll lose the fight. I don't like dirty fighters. I don't like headbutts. I don't like hitting someone in the gut underneath the belt. So I'm going to say this was a mistake. I'm going to say that Donald Trump was tired, and he accidentally hit Carson under the belt by accident. But if it happens again, we're going to have to come to another conclusion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Like the top of my head gets chills on it when I listen to this, because I look back, I look forward, I ask myself, how did this happen? What are the children of America going to inherit when you have a lunatic like this in the White House, opening the floodgates, flooding America with the third world? I don't mind the third world if you bring in people from the third world who can contribute to the country. But you bring in deadbeats, you bring in criminals, you bring in terrorists. amongst them. And only one man is talking about it like that, and that's Donald Trump. So we all cheered Donald Trump, didn't we? When he said he would close the floodgates. And he would not admit the flotsam and jetsam of the world. He'd be very selective. We even cheered him when he said he would deport the illegals, which I don't agree with, by the way. I'll go on record again. I do not agree with him. It's never going to happen. It's simply for the campaign trail. He could have said what I say in Government Zero in one of my 40 points to save America, which is deport the illegal aliens who are in prison. One-third of the prison population, about 28-30%, are illegal aliens. Deport them. Start the buses running that way with them. Don't start with the families. Because if you start with the criminals, you'll see a giant sucking sound going south because many of their families are here, even though they're here. Donald Trump could have said that. I disagree with him on that. But we cheered him when he said he would deport illegal aliens. Because no one else dares even say what he would do to stop the flood. In fact, if you look at the Republican candidates, they're all in favor of open borders, with the exception of Ted Cruz. Rubio's an open borders ice cream man. Fiorina lost the election when she ran for the governor here because she was in favor of open borders. I'm surprised no one brought that up. But don't start in with the hitting him below the belt. So I'm going to act like the referee now in a boxing match. And I'm saying that Trump gets penalized for that low blow. He's been given a warning and 1 point's been taken away from him. He didn't lose the fight. Don't get me wrong. He made a mistake. And what am I talking about? If you just joined the show, he made a mistake by hitting Carson in clip one. Listen for yourself and tell me if I'm wrong.
He said he's got pathological disease. He actually said pathological temper, and then he defined it as disease. So he said he has pathological disease. If you're a child molester, a sick puppy, you're a child molester. There's no cure for that. There's only one cure. We don't want to talk about that cure. That's the ultimate cure. No, there's two. There's death and the other thing. But if you're a child molester, there's no cure.
Why is he going down?
They can't stop you. Pathological, there's no cure. Now, he said he was pathological. Okay.
So Trump does this. I said it's a low blow. I would say it was an accident in the middle of a fight. There are boxers who hit below the belt by accident, by the way. Then there are boxers who hit below the belt on purpose. He did this by accident. And the proof will be he won't do it again. That's the whole purpose of this exercise on today's show, which is I am trying to send a message to my good friend, my candidate, Donald Trump, saying, don't do it again, Donald. You're bleeding people who will vote for you. They're not going to follow you on this down this road. They don't like this. Nobody hates Ben Carson. Can you tell me anyone who hates Ben Carson? Can you name one person you know who hates Ben Carson? I never met anyone who doesn't like him. Of course, the vermin in the media attacked Ben Carson viciously once he became a serious candidate. And now, of course, they're all defending Ben Carson because he's Donald Trump's opponent. So the Solenterites in the media, they hated Ben Carson. They made a mockery of him. All the great liberals, you know, guess who's coming to dinner and all that. No one dislikes Ben Carson. Nobody dislikes him. Now, what's astonishing to me is that Ben Carson would humiliate himself a while ago and go on that idiotic show, Meet the Depressed, with the garbage man's son, whoever runs it now. It used to be run by the garbage man's son. Who runs it now? Upchuck Todd, the guy with the beard? He grew the beard to look intellectual. Upchuck Todd, a stooge of the Clinton administration, has Ben Carson on, and he seduces Carson to say things in clip 23 that are now haunting Ben Carson. Listen to 23.
I have plenty of energy, but, you know, I am soft-spoken. I do have a tendency to be relaxed. I wasn't always like that. There was a time when I was, you know, very volatile.
Don't go there.
You know, I changed.
Stop.
As a teenager, I would go after people with rocks and bricks and baseball bats and hammers. And, of course, many people know the story when I was 14 and I tried to stab someone. And, you know, fortunately, you know, my life has been changed. I'm a very different person now.
Well, now, so you see what happened when he trusted up Chuck Todd. So he made that mistake. The media is the devil. If you look at the wreckage in America today, don't blame Obama. Blame the media, because they created Obama and they let him get away with this. They enabled him. They're enablers. They're enablers. They're all sick puppies. You talk about pathological. The media consists of the most pathological people in America outside of mental institutions are considered members, respected members of the media, in my estimation. Now, that would have been a valid statement to make by Donald Trump. He could have talked about them that way and suggested castration for the members of the media who have castrated America's values, but he didn't do that. So I think I've made my point, but then it gets worse. Again, I'm acting as the referee in a boxing match. Listen to clip three and tell me this was not a mistake by Mr. Trump in clip three.
How dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer, that I hit somebody in the face with a padlock, that I tried to stab a friend of mine whose name was Bob, but now it's changed. Whose name was Bob, he was a friend, but now he's a member of my family. Oh, the knife broke. There it is. It's laying in the... Oh, sure. So what he's saying is that this series of events, and he goes into the bathroom for a couple of hours, and he comes out, and now he's religious. And the people of Iowa believe him. Give me a break. Give me a break. It doesn't happen that way.
All right, another low blow. That's number two, warning two. Questions Carson's religious epiphany. Sorry, low blow. It doesn't help the Donald Trump candidacy to do this, is my point. My point is not to attack Donald Trump. It's to steer Donald Trump away from these icebergs. Whoever is advising him to go on the attack against Carson should be fired. Whoever the 26-year-old moron is that he hired, who is misadvising him. And I tell you as I stand here, Donald Trump is very sensitive to criticism. He will hear what I am saying today. I wanted to get to him. And this criticism is offered as a message of peace. Please fire the moron, stupid person who told you to go after Ben Carson that way. Get rid of her. Send her packing. Send her back to the Hillary camp as quickly as possible, Donald. Send her back to Hillary Clinton. He should have attacked Hillary. He should have attacked Obama. He should have attacked liberalism. He should have talked about the losers on the college campuses who are running wild in the streets. He should have talked about ISIS and what he would do when he becomes president. He should have talked about the fact that the national organizer of the Million Student March is a liberal liar who went to a $30,000 a year high school. That's what he should have been doing. He should have talked about how Israel's being marginalized by the crypto-Nazis in the European Union. That's what he should have talked about. He should have talked about the fact that Asians are being discriminated against by blacks on college campuses, as exemplified by safe space activist shut down immigrant Asian student's speech after she says blacks were racist to her. Here, an Asian girl said that blacks have been racist to her. All she was doing was trying to say that everyone, including blacks, need to be tolerant to each other. But guess what happened? They shut her down. That's what Mr. Trump should have been talking about. Should have been talking about every damage that Mr. Obama has done to this country in every sphere of America. I could spend 3 years talking about zero leadership, zero strategy against ISIS, zero military, zero education, zero culture, zero immigration, zero religion, zero science, zero business sense, zero liberty, zero police. That's what I would have done. I wouldn't attack somebody like that. What did he gain by attacking him? Now, you may say, well, why are you attacking Trump? How are you helping? I'm not attacking Trump. I'm trying to send a message to Donald Trump that don't go down this road of attacks on any of the other candidates anymore. It's not playing very well in America. It sounds good. It feels good to attack people. It's viscerally satisfying, especially when you're a billionaire businessman and people are stupid and you can run them down and make them scurry out of the office. It feels great to make them run out humiliated. It's a great power trip, but it doesn't work on the national stage. I didn't say become a milquetoast. I didn't say become a patsy like Romney and talk about you do the laundry in the house. I don't say have your wife get up there and say you're a great guy because you do the laundry like Romney's wife did. She sank his campaign, I think, more so than Gingrich did. Oh, yes, she said, Mitt's a wonderful husband. He does the laundry. That helped an awful lot. That was the Bob Dole in a white undershirt moment with the spindly arms. That's just what we wanted to hear. As war was ramping up against the Islamo-fascists, we wanted to hear that he does the laundry. So I'm not suggesting he play the patsy. I'm suggesting that he attack the targets that are worthy of attack. And that is not Ben Carson. And I think the fight between Trump and Carson should stop right now. And I am the referee. And remember my job. Don't forget what my job is. My job is to be a member of the Fourth Estate. I criticized the Fourth Estate over and over again. I said they become the fifth. What did I say? The fifth column. One of my greatest insights. I said the Fourth Estate in America has long ago become the fifth column. That's something only a political science student would understand. You know, Mike, what do you mean by the fifth column? Who was the fifth column? It's explained in several of my books, including Government Zero. But the Fourth Estate has a job. The Fourth Estate is the media. And our job is to be the attack dogs of the political class, not the lapdogs of the political class. So when you see up Chuck Todd, what is he, a lapdog? Yes, he's a lapdog of the Obama administration and any other Democrat who comes along. You look at the guy and you know he's a patsy. So who does he attack? The opposition party. That's all he's good for. He shows how tough he is. Never says a word about ISIS. Never says a word about what's being done to our children in this country. Said he attacks the opposition party. Because why? Because up Chuck Todd of Meet the Depressed is a member not of the fourth column, but of the fifth estate. I mean, not of the fourth estate, but the fifth column. I'm starting to get my estates and columns mixed up here. We are now in the second hour of the fifth show of the 11th month of the 21st year of the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO. I can repeat myself for the next hour and a half, which I probably will do, and take your calls and give you the latest breaking news. And believe me, you, police report shooting and explosion in Paris. Now, you look at the headline in the Drudge Report, shooting and explosion in Paris. Immediately you think, let's see, who set it off? Buddhists attacked Paris, City of Light? No, I doubt it. Let's see, it was the Hindus who set off bombs and got in a shootout in Paris. No, the Hindus don't do that. Well, let's see, it was nuns did it? They came from the Vatican with explosives and tried to blow up the Eiffel Tower? Nope. Couldn't be Christians. Jews did it? Could be, but I doubt it. I don't think they'd gain anything by... So that leaves who? Rastafarians? Azidis? Oh, yeah, the Azidis must be the ones. And then you know who it is. The very same ones that are being ushered into America. Very same ones that Obama can't get enough of. And you don't care about that. You care about Trump. You care about Carson. Several dead in the restaurant shooting the 10th arrondissement of the Capitol. Explosion in a bar near Paris Stadium. Separate explosion near the Stade de France north of Paris. It's unclear if the events were linked. Of course, they'll say it's not terrorism. It's never terrorism. When the Muslim went berserk in the Merced campus last week and stabbed five people till he was shot dead by the brave policeman, the idiot police chief said, there's no link to terrorism. We have no idea why Muhammad X would do this. Well, you all know why he did it. Then about a week later, they found the Quran, then they found ISIS flags, a note to this, an internet posting, and you were shocked? But now bring more of them in. That's what that's what Trump should be talking about, how Obama's destroying America, and that when I am elected president, I'll go through those communities like Grant took Richmond
and will force the mosques to expose them. And the mosques who don't comply will be closed down. That would have been a better attack, wouldn't it? But you didn't hear that yesterday. Instead, we sit here like patsies, waiting for the bombs to go off, waiting for the knives to come out, waiting for the guns to start blazing. Like idiots, we sit here and watch this going on while Hillary laughs in the background. Laughs in the background like the Cheshire cat licking up the cream. Licking up the cream. So something's wrong with this picture. And that's the Savage Nation opinion. When I come back, it's all yours for the next half an hour. Jump on the open lines. There's two of them at 855-407-282. Anyone who gets on the show gets a free copy of my booming bestseller, Government Zero. And again, I'm going to say it because I'm a competitive man and it is a personal thing. With no help, no organization, no machine, you made Government Zero number three on the New York Times list in its debut, not covered in the media. And Mr. Trump's book debuted at number five. And I have no organization and no machine. Why? Because I have a message. It's not about me. It's about America. Do you get it? That's what the debate has to be. About America, not about the men.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
We have some very, very tragic breaking news out of Paris. And you know who did it. Kalashnikov-wielding gunman goes on a rampage in central Paris in three sites. In suspected terrorist attack, not far from Charlie Hebdo shootings. Screams, gunfire heard inside a restaurant close to the Rue Bichat, close to where the Charlie Hebdo shootings occurred in January. Also an explosion in a bar near a sports stadium, and then a shootout in a Paris restaurant. It's not known whether the attacks were linked. Now they have a patsy in the government there, Hollande, the socialist, who's invited in as many as he can get, like along the lines of your friend Obama. No one will know if this is a terrorist. See, this is not terrorism. It could be someone who was denied a library card. They'll say it was denied a library card. Or maybe it could be racism. I mean, that could be the response to racism, that people looked at him the wrong way. Or he could have had a dysfunctional childhood in Libya, and this is his way of expressing his childhood. I mean, that's what you'd hear from a liberal. My friends, ISIS and the radical fanatics in Islamic organizations have succeeded in one thing, I will tell you. They have anesthetized you. Every other channel you click on television is running a program about a vampire or a zombie or a lesbian or a gay. The American people have turned into zombies and vampires. The liberal media that's attacking Donald Trump and Mr. Carson and every other Republican and every American who wants the borders closed. The liberal media and the liberal academics have turned America into a dead world, a world of zombies and vampires. The average man doesn't care anymore. He says, why do I care what they do to each other? Let them kill each other. You go and stop the average person walking in Manhattan today with a microphone and camera and say, sir, excuse me, we've just heard that the Islamic State has burned the pilot alive in a cage, or that they've gone on a machine gun rampage in Paris. Do you have any comments? The man would say, don't bother me. I'm in the garment center. I have business. I've got to get to work. I don't care. It's nothing to do with me. Let them all go to heck. It doesn't bother me. Stop the next woman in Manhattan. Madam, how do you feel about the ISIS throwing the gay man from the roof and the Muslim crowd stoning him to death afterward? Don't bother me. That's their problem. It's a civil war. What do you want? To drag us into another world war? We like our president. He's smart. He's well-dressed. He knows what he's doing. Now get out of my way. What are you, a member of the Tea Party? See, they're the new good Germans. That lady and that man I just mentioned are the Germans who smelled the smoke of burning flesh in Auschwitz and Dachau and said they didn't smell it. Don't bother me, please. There's nothing like that going on in the ovens. Go away. That's what the good Germans did. They didn't know there was a Holocaust. They didn't know there were concentration camps. They went about their business. They made the strudel,
They pressed their white tablecloths. They put the girl in a communion dress. They brushed her teeth in the morning and sent her to church. They didn't want to be bothered with the smell of human flesh a mile down the road any more than the man working in the garment center or the woman on the Upper East Side in Manhattan stepping into a limo or an Uber wants to be told about the Paris attack right now. But the president is even worse. Not only does he deny the thousand-year-old religious war, he wants to blame you for what ISIS is doing. It's all Christians' fault, or at least Christians are just as bad. Do you remember what Obama said at the 2015 National Prayer Breakfast? I'll read it to you from page 68 of Government Zero. Here's what your president said. Lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. So it is not unique to one group or one religion. There is a tendency in us, a simple tendency, that can pervert and distort our faith. Can you believe the audacity of this pathological liar in the White House? Covering up Islamist genocide by bringing up atrocities committed 700 years ago by Christian crusaders. This is the rhetoric of the Islamists themselves. And I can go on. You should go on. You should buy the book and read the book. I don't care if you buy it for my own personal aggrandizement. I don't need a new suit. I don't need a new car. I don't need a new boat. I don't need a new house. I need a new America. There's only one way to save America, which is awaken your relatives at Thanksgiving. So here's the news story that we should be talking about, and we are. There is no more immediate medium right now than the internet and radio. This is the most immediate mass medium for the average person in the world, which is talk radio. Do you know that? I just gave you the news. You know how long it's going to take? Do you know how long this story of Muslims going on a rampage in Paris is going to take for the boys and girls at the news feeds to get it up onto the radio shows? You wait and see. In between the sports clatter, the entertainment clatter. And wait till you hear how they cover it. Wait till you hear how they cover it up. Wait till you hear. The very same brave boys and girls who rip apart Republicans and conservatives have nothing to say about the greatest threat this the world of civilization has seen since Adolf Hitler and the Horst Wessel song. Glad I can be of service to you. Glad I can be of service to you. And that's what Trump ought to be talking about, not about Ben Carson. And that's what Carson should be talking about, not Donald Trump. And that's what Cruz should be talking about. And the ice cream man. And Carly, Miss Serena there. Carly Serena, Miss Serena. She's not going anywhere. She's only in there, you know what the reason is. She's in there for one reason only. She failed when she ran for the governorship in California for one reason, because she was for open borders. And I don't think she's changed at all. I don't think she changed at all. Let's take some calls. Shannon on WBAP, you're up on the Savage Nation. What a sad news story this is. Go ahead, please.
It is sad, and it's sad to see Donald Trump make what I think is a blunder. I think because he speaks extemporaneously, he's made a mistake, and I think he can just not continue that line of attack. It's a low blow, and it's a mistake. He spoke, I believe, for an hour and 45 minutes at that event. And that, I mean, and it's a refreshing thing to hear someone speak that's not just reading a teleprompter like Obama going through the psycho Bible. But, you know, he just needs to stop it, as you said, and talk the truth about things.
By the way, it's interesting what you said in your first sentence, Shannon. You said he speaks extemporaneously. Now, we do that in talk radio 3 hours a day. Most of us are not reading from scripts. Some may be. According to rumors I've heard, I don't know who they are, but I heard some read scripts written for them, but that's irrelevant. This is a very difficult thing to speak extemporaneously and not make mistakes. And I think Donald Trump should understand he's not on talk radio.
I mean, you've had 21 years experience doing it, so you can do it routinely and not make the blunders. But he's been on television and so on. But to speak an hour and 45 minutes extemporaneously, I think there's a risk to that. And I believe that's what we've just seen. What he needs to do is talk about the things, speak the truth about Islam and all care, the slimes that care, and he needs to call out things that Obama, as you said, has been.
That's right. He needs to point out what Hillary has done to the world as Secretary of State. It's pointless to attack Obama because he'll be out of office, hopefully, at some point. But the big enemy here is the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton. And it's not hard to attack her on her record. Her record is the worst record in the history of the Secretary of State job in history. The worst. And you know, the other night's debate, speaking of that, when Maria Bartiromo, whatever, Barolo, Maria Barolo, actually, I like Barbaresco myself, but Maria Barbarolo the other day had the nerve to say, how could you compete with Hillary Clinton, who has such a great resume as Secretary of State, and the crowd booed. Remember that?
I remember it. I mean, that's another, you know, she supposedly, these were the new debate rules, and after we got after the CNBC.
No. Maria Barbaresco did the very same thing that was done before. So she has no credibility anymore. I don't know where she had credibility to begin with. They made her the golden girl of somebody. I have no idea. But she did the same exact thing again. Load the dice in favor of her candidate, Hillary Clinton. And it's time for the Republicans to fight back and attack Hillary Clinton where she is vulnerable, which is on her record as Secretary of State. Forget Cattlegate. Forget all the other scandals from the past. No one remembers them. But they certainly know the world is in turmoil, and they know there's a reason for it, and they know one of the architects of this is that very same woman, Hillary Clinton, with her Arab Spring. Isn't that true?
Well, I think that's true. Donald Trump is good on the attack. He just needs to refocus. He needs to get off.
Good. Oh, we agree on that. And I'm sending you Government Zero. Maybe you can give it to Donald Trump the next time you meet him and ask him to read it so he can focus his extemporaneous comments a little more sharply on the true enemies rather than on his cohorts there up on the stage. What news? Do we have any new breaking news here? It's on this a little bit more on from The Guardian. The French paper Libération reports that several people were killed in one shooting in the 10th arrondissement of Paris, an area north of the city. There were at least two shooters. Now it's three, by the way. Another one opened fire in a bar. Oh, I wonder why in a bar. Oh, I see. It's alcohol. Gee, I wonder what's going on in Paris. That's very crazy. That's crazy. The 10th arrondissement includes the city's main train stations, the Gare du Nord and the Gare de l'Est. The paper reports that the shootings there took place to the east of those stations on the opposite side of the Canal Saint-Martin near Rue Bichat. Libération adds that almost simultaneously three explosions were heard near Stade de France, and the French president, François Hollande-Sauce, has left town. It's not known if the incidents are linked. No kidding. It happened by spontaneous combustion. This is the Savage Nation. The minute I come back, we'll get you the latest news on the terrorist attacks in Paris from not Buddhists, not Christians, not Hindus, not Jews, not Zoroastrians, but your favorite group, the favorite group of Barack Obama, the ones he can't get enough of from Africa in particular and from the Middle East. Have a nice break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. After Kalashnikov and grenade attacks in the French capital happened within the hour. Britain is now on alert. Jihadi Jean dead. MI5 and police on high alert amid fears of ISIL revenge attack in Britain. I would put out a warning to everyone in the United States of America who has a right to carry arms to do so. How's that? How's that? Do you need an alert from the government to tell you to be alert to what's going on in the world around you? You need Barack Obama to stop fundraising for 2 minutes and tell you he's going to stop the importation of Muslims from the Middle East and from Africa until I can sort out which ones might do this? It's each man for himself. We have no government. We have Government Zero with a President Zero. And then we have a debate going on the other side where they're ripping each other to pieces instead of talking about the threat of Islamism. This is what's going on in the Western world. This is what passes for media in the United States of America. 20 dead, many injured after Kalashnikov and grenade attacks in French capital. There is a hostage situation. Apparently another innocent person is being held by someone from the religion of peace. Suicide attack went on. Hostages taken, and no one knows if it's terrorism. You hear the idiots in the government media complex? They think you're so stupid as they continue to break your borders open and kick your doors in and flood your country with people who you know would slash your throat if they had the power to do so. Terror attacks in four different locations in France. And the media continues on their mantra that a just nation, a sane nation, a humane nation has open borders. The liberals that I warned you about are mentally ill. They're not suitable to lead anything. They're leading us over the cliff. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Liberalism will lead us all to our demise. Liberalism must be stopped with a true nationalist in office. We must have a wall built with Mexico. We must deport all the criminal illegal aliens in our prisons. We must demand that every mosque in America turn in anyone who is suspicious before the FBI goes and gets them. This has to stop. I'm sorry, the rules have changed because they've changed the rules. They have no rules. They're subhumans. There is no cause except to kill and murder. And if you think this is related to Israel, you're sicker than you think you are. You're sicker than your doctor says you are. They've been on attack for 1,000 years. 1,000 years, you fool! Just because you didn't get taught that the Crusades were counter-Crusades does not mean that you know history, you moron. There's no justification for what these 7th century throwbacks are doing. And the only reason they're getting away with it is because of people like you. Because of weak people like you in the West who will justify any degree of degradation. Especially if it comes from you-know-who. Oh, am I emotionally upset over this one. Because 20 years I've been trying to warn you about borders, language, and culture. Why did a nation create a border? To select who comes in and who goes out. What's the purpose of a border? To protect the people within the borders. What's the purpose of a border in a nation? To protect the people inside the border from people who would come in and hurt them, to control the flow of contraband. So you have a lawless criminal administration that looks away, doesn't respect the law, breaks the borders down. Which side are they on? They're on the side of crime. They're on the side. It's a criminal regime. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you get it? I don't know what it's going to take. Well, I do know what it's going to take. I said it the other day to someone I ran into. There's only one thing that will awaken the average American grazing cow out there to what's really going on. And it's certainly not Trump attacking Carson, and Carson not attacking Trump, and then Rubio saying this and Cruz saying that. The only thing that will galvanize the American people is another Pearl Harbor, and God forbid that that should ever happen. Because if it ever happened under this monster in the White House, he would use it as a pretext to attack not the guilty, but the innocent. So we are in a real, real difficult situation right now. The government is lying to you. The press is lying to you. They will not call terror, terror. What more do you need to know than the stabbings at UC Merced a week ago when they said they had no idea why he went on a rampage? And then a week later it turned out he was a follower of ISIS, had ISIS literature in his apartment. They didn't know why he stabbed. They had no idea, all of the boys and girls who have the great guts to attack Donald Trump or Ben Carson or Rubio or Cruz. They have no guts to attack those who would kill them. Very sad indeed. Do not know how this ends. If I were writing the script, I would not tell you that the script ends that we win the war and they lose. I would not tell you that that's the outcome. No, sir. Right now, take a guess who's winning this war of terror right now. You figure out who's winning this war of terror when it's a one-way street. There is only one solution, which is the maximum solution, which is use all the power we have to eliminate them.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Tragically, the Islamo-fascists have attacked across Paris. There are alleged to be 20 killed right now. They screamed Allahu Akbar. 60 people are being held hostage. Shootings and explosions across central Paris by the Islamo-fascists. And you want open borders. You want open borders. You don't want a wall, huh? You morons, you. You idiots, you. Men opened fire and shouted Allah Akbar. I guess that means that they're the practitioners of the religion of peace. What else do we know about this nightmare so far? We know that there are 60 people taken hostage. Il y aura environ 60 personnes prises en otage à Bataclan, selon de la porte. 60 people taken hostage in this nightclub by the practitioners of the religion of peace. What is exactly going on? Who knows what's going on? Series of attacks in Paris by gunmen, armed with Kalashnikovs and grenades. Grenades thrown at a stadium in the north of the French capital where a football match between France and Germany was being held. First shooting, the reporter, took place at a Cambodian restaurant in the 10th arrondissement of the city, an area with many crowded bars and restaurants busy on a Friday evening. Would you like to know more about this? What can I tell you that you don't already know? What do you need to know about your government that is doing nothing but lying to you and putting you at risk? Listen to the rest of the story written by the idiots in the Associated Press. The motive of the shootings is unknown. Did you hear this? Can you believe the people in the media are this cowardly and this stupid? Do you know that if we had this administration and this press in 1939, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade? And so I don't want to talk about Trump and Carson. I want to talk about what you want done in this country to protect yourself and your family from the Islamo-fascists who are everywhere. Because if you think they're not here, then you're not living in the real world. Even your FBI says they're everywhere. They're in all 50 states. How'd they get here? Who let them in? Who opened the borders? Who suspended any kind of reason to stop them from coming in? Why don't you just give them a Kalashnikov when they come over the border? Give them a Kalashnikov and a roadmap to a school. And then let Hillary Clinton say that she wants to take your guns away from you. This is what's going on. Several killed. President Hollande was in the stadium at the time of the attacks. Of course, he was removed, as you would expect, the same way George Bush was taken to a kindergarten somewhere during 9/11. Him and Cheney were flown out of the area. No one heard from them for 3 days. I don't know if you remember that. Well, that's to be expected. They're the leaders. You can't afford to lose a leader. At least 2 people dead outside the Petit Cambodge restaurant. Now it's 20. In the trendy district in eastern Paris, trendy district, you hear? Filled with young Parisians. Oh, young Parisians. I mean, they wear tight pants and they have iPhones. Young Parisians. They would not know how to defend their own city. Their grandfather would roll over in his grave if he saw what his granddaughter has become. What a city, my God. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Look what it's let into the country. Take a look at Paris. Look at London. Look what they let into the country. Take a look. Does it look like Paris or London to you anymore? Well, no, it's multicultural. No, you have to have multiculturalism to be a good liberal. And you shouldn't have any borders either because it means you're a mean person. You're a mean person if you exclude anyone from your beautiful country, which they turn into a toilet bowl. If you're lucky, they turn it into a toilet bowl. If you're not lucky, they wind up shooting you and taking you hostage. That's what happens to the first world when it bends over backwards out of liberal guilt to become the third world. Welcome to the new world order. Welcome to the world of liberalism. Welcome to the world of Merkel and Cameron and Hollande and Obama. Welcome to the live coverage of the new world order. This is what you're going to see unless it's stopped. And the only man who said he might do something about it was Donald Trump. And now, shamefully, he went on the attack on Carson yesterday instead of talking about it, the dangers of Islamofascism. I hope he gets back on message and on track quickly. 855-400-7282. Do you think we ought to take in more Syrian refugees? Military-age Muslim men? Obama wants to take in a couple, about 100,000, he says? Now, since he lies about everything, that means, what, 300,000 plus their families? And why are most of them young men of military age without wives and children? Why would you bring them in? What sane nation wouldn't riot in the streets to stop this? Tell me what sane nation wouldn't have a million-person march on the White House and say, you're not bringing them in. You're not bringing them in. You're not God and you're insane. What sane nation would let a madman do this to them at a in a time of Muslim terror? Who would bring in Muslims from Syria unless they're crazy or they hate their own country? You have anything to say on this? Anybody have any commentary on this nightmare right now occurring around the world? As the lights go out around the world, as we're being dragged into 1,000 years of darkness by the Islamo-fascists who've lived in darkness for 1,000 years? That's where you want to go? Where's the women's rights community on this? They treat women superbly, you know, in that world. They dress them up in tents. They perform vile surgery on the young girls to destroy their sexual pleasure. They're a wonderfully advanced culture and civilization. Not one word from the women's movement. Instead, they attack Republicans on abortion. And where's the gay community on this? They do throw gays off roofs, you do know. Saw pictures of that recently in Syria where ISIS took over. They threw them off roofs, tied their hands behind their back, and mercilessly killed two old gay men, threw them off a roof, and the crowd cheered of the Islamo-fascists below as they chanted, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. Not one word from the gay community in America. Instead, they attack who? Republicans and conservatives. Why? Liberalism is a mental disorder. We are at war. We are at war, but it's worse than 1941. Because now they're here. And now you have a government zero bringing them in as fast as possible from the opposition. It would be as though you had a crazy president who had sympathy for Germany and Germans, and despite the evidence of the madness of Hitler and the madness of the German government, he says he's going to bring in thousands and thousands of Germans who want to come to America. And no one says a word because they're afraid of being called a germophile or something like that. This is how crazy the country has become. We are at war because they are at war. Whether or not you accept the fact that we're at war doesn't matter. They are at war, but you don't accept that we should be at war. Instead, you have a man who has reversed Teddy Roosevelt's statement. Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick, talk softly and carry a big stick. Obama talks loudly and carries a limp stick. The only reason he did anything in Syria is because he was forced to do so by the real man, Putin. And so yesterday we see the papers, oh, they took al-Jihadi Jean with a missile. Then today there's an attack in Paris. Now London is on high alert. All of the wonderful sissies in London are now running around screeching. Running around in their ballet slippers all through the back rooms of London screeching about terrorism in London. As Cameron, the liar, does nothing to defend the people of England. Nothing. And he was supposed to be a conservative. And by the way, where's Waldo Obama today? Where is Waldo Obama after this attack? What's he on, another fundraising binge somewhere? Entertaining Sister Saluja in the White House? Entertaining Black Lives Matter in the White House? Where is he right now? What kind of leadership is this? Where is he right now? Talking to Black Lives Matter in the White House? While this is going on? Paris is in terror? As the Muslims go on a rampage throughout Paris? Not a word from Barack Hussein Obama. So I'm a bad guy, huh? I'm the bad guy. I'm the one. I'm the evil one. I'm the one you were told was the bad one. I've been warning you for years about borders, language, and culture. And I've been reviled for this. I've been hated for this. I've been smeared by this. Everything you can imagine has been thrown at me because of this. Was I right or wrong? Do you know, I am the only member of the American media banned from entering Britain. Do you know that? Do you know why? For saying things like this. And they said I was a bad guy for saying this in 2009. The Labour Party said you may not enter Britain, you're a terrorist. That's a real fact, look it up. Nobody else in talk radio, nobody else in the media is banished for entering England except me. Why? Well, I'll let you figure it out. Government Zero says it all, no borders, no language, no culture. Do you want a man like that in your country? Daring to tell the people the truth about what their government is doing to them out of cowardice, fear, double dealing, God knows why. God knows why when a gang of criminals take over a nation, what might happen. If a gang of criminals took over America, could they be doing more damage to this country at a faster rate than is being done right now? Jihadi Jean dead, MI5 and police in high alert amid fears of ISIL revenge attack now in Britain. They're sitting quaking in their ballet slippers. Angela Merkel's future in doubt as she faces coup after her own party criticizes asylum policies. She lets in Muslims by the hundreds of thousands, pouring in like army ants, like army ants marching into Germany for the freebies. And Merkel, no one knows how she even survives another day, why she's not taken out in handcuffs. No one understands it. Russia's the only country that's doing anything. And what happened? What happened? What happened to Russia because they took on ISIS? Well, you know what happened. The media called him Hitler. Hillary called him Hitler. 30 dead now. Now 30 dead. You know what the number's really going to be? Kalashnikov and grenade attacks in French capital. Gunmen. Gunmen, you hear gunmen. Shouted Allah Akbar. So that's as close as they can come, the boys and the girls in the media. And they can say Allah Akbar. They're allowed to say that. Because otherwise they could be fired for saying Muslim or Islam. They can't say that. You can't say Muslim did it, Islam did it. They shouted Allah Akbar. Grenades thrown into a restaurant. Gee, that could really ruin a liberal's night on the town. You know that? You know, one grenade could really ruin your meal in a Parisian restaurant. They could really upset your trip to Provence if you stopped in Paris on the way to or from. And guess who threw the grenades? It wasn't a conservative who opposed abortion. It wasn't someone wearing a cross who you detest with everything in you. It was someone screaming Allah Akbar, all of you multiculturalists out there. It's going to get much worse, my friends, before it ever gets better. And the only thing that can save us from a sure death is a nationalist who slams the borders shut and starts deportations by the hundreds of thousands. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. I don't want to get you sick, but it just got worse. Now they're saying 40 dead. You know it's going to run into the hundreds. Do you know what the Muslim madmen are doing in the concert hall as we speak? Civilized humans are in a concert hall watching a ballet. The Muslim madmen come in. They're shotgunning people to death in the auditorium as I speak to you. And the French don't want to report this as a terror incident. The vermin in the American media are not reporting this as a terror incident. Did you hear what I just said? They're using shotguns to execute people by the dozens in the concert hall. And you're not sure about the war on terror. You're not sure who struck the World Trade Center. You're not sure if we should have open borders. You're not sure if we don't need a multicultural America with more Muslims from Syria or from Africa. More women walking around covered head to toe with a tent. You think it's just really great multiculturalism, don't you? Well, my friends, there's only one solution to this, and I don't see it in the near future. We know that they say that they killed Jihadi Jean just yesterday. Who knows if that's true? Is this a revenge attack the next day? I don't think it's connected, by the way. Because there's no way to coordinate an attack, a series of attacks like this in one day. No way. Ask anyone in the business. This has been planned a long time, and the French police or the intelligence services were caught unprepared once again. This is the fourth or fifth time the French intelligence services were shown to be totally inadequate. I hope our government is made up of better stuff than they. I hope that our CIA and FBI and DHS is not looking at child pornography right now. I hope they're really looking at the folks that they let into the country by the hundreds of thousands. I hope they're conducting a search around the country for them. They tell us they know where they are. Every day they tell us they're all over there in 50 states. Why don't they go grab them by the neck and pull them out by the baklava? Just yank them out already before they kill somebody. You idiots, you. You incompetent morons in the government. You idiots, you. You're committing homicide for the nation. You know who they are. You tell us. The FBI says this. In all 50 states, they know where they are. Why don't they yank them out by their scarves and throw them into a dark cell before they kill some children? Oh, because that would offend Marvin in the ACLU. It would offend the Southern Poverty Law Center. It would offend the ACLU. It would offend all of the great geniuses who are suicidal. Look at how they live. Look what they do to themselves, and you want them dictating how you live in this country? I'm just getting warmed up here. If I were not on the radio, I'd say things that are a little tougher than what I'm saying right now. Let me tell you, there's only one solution to this problem, and you know what it is. Every instinct in you knows what has to be done to save this country. And that's why I went off against Trump, wasting that valuable time on the podium talking about Ben Carson with the this and the that. He shouldn't have attacked Carson to begin with, but he should have been attacking the Islamo-fascists. He should have been attacking Hillary Clinton, who caused this insanity with the Arab Spring, opening up the borders, flooding Europe with Libyans because she broke down Libya. It's a fact of reality. It's not hyperbole. I'm not making it up. Everyone who studied this knows that's the truth. So here we are. Here we are. 855-407-2822. We're at war. Make no mistake about it. Ted on KSFO, fire away. You got the floor. 30 seconds or less.
Real simple. We're more than at war, because the last time we were at war like this was in 1942, and this time we actually have our government working against us, helping, aiding, and abetting the enemy, just like Quisling did in Norway. That's all I had to say.
You must have read Government Zero in the chapter Zero Immigration. You must have read the subhead, Whose Country Is This? Or did you read Sleeper Cells Amongst Us on page 161? Or did you read The Sleepers Awaken on page 166? Or did you read Importing Crime on page 169? How about The Sleepers Awaken on page 166? You think it's just a book? You think it's just words thrown together on a page? It's a manifesto, people. The sleepers have awakened. They are all over America, according to the FBI. And yet they do nothing to yank them out by their filthy headscarves.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
As the Muslims keep shooting, it's an ongoing death brigade. 100 people are held hostage in a concert hall. They are being shotgunned to death by the practitioners of the religion of peace, screaming Allahu Akbar. And you want Syrian Muslim refugees brought in by Barack Hussein Obama? Are you insane? Are you insane? This should change the entire quotient. This should be the end of the road for liberalism. This should be the end of the road for the Democrat Party. This should be the end of the road for Hillary's campaign. But guess what? It won't even affect any of it. Because they own the media. Because they own the jihadis in the media. The liberal jihadists in the media who will never ever tell you the truth. The death toll climbs. Innocent people at a concert hall doing something that civilized people have done for ages, being shotgunned by Islamo-fascist throwbacks. And we're bringing them into the country. So not purposely. We're not bringing in terrorists. Why, they're just, these are the good ones. The FBI says there's a lot of bad ones. Where they come from? Where the bad ones come from? Mr. Comey says there are terrorists in 50 states in America. Where the bad ones come from? I guess they came along with the good ones. Or I guess they became bad while reading some literature while they were good. Well, in either case, you know where the locus of the infection is. As a trained scientist in epidemiology, if you know where the infection is starting, what you do is you try to stop the infection at the source. Oh, no, but you bring in more. You bring in more because you figure out that, well, you don't think about anything. All you do is you think of the voting. See, if you're a community organizer like Barry Obama, what you figure out is you bring in as millions of people as you can from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, doesn't matter where, China, Iraq, Syria, Africa, doesn't matter, because they'll all be Democrats. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter who dies, what happens to the nation. Doesn't matter if it becomes a cesspool. All that matters is that the Democrats can stick their beaks into the government, into the treasury, and rob people for another 100 years. That's all that matters to criminals. Maybe I'm getting worked up a little too much. It's Friday. I'm supposed to calm down. It's supposed to be a calm day, isn't it? Just a happy little rock and roll Friday. Well, how can you be happy when there are 50 people dead right now? You know it's going to be in the hundreds. You know there's 100 hostages being held as we speak right now by Islamo-fascists in a concert hall. the reports the guns are going off and they're killing them with shotguns in Paris? How did the Parisians let this happen again? How? Well, they must have known who they were. The FBI knows who they are here, but they won't do anything. So the French are the same thing. Their hands are tied by the psychos who run the government. Bill on KSFO, 30 seconds or less. We got a lot of people dying to talk. Go ahead, please make your point.
The thing, media, I'm in North Carolina. No local coverage on the news of this thing. ABC, CBS, NBC, sports, traffic, you name it.
Right, you're probably hearing it on my show, and you're searching the dial, praying to hear something new, and you're hearing nothing, right?
You've got it all. I listen to you religiously. Yes, as soon as I heard about this, off, boom, I'm on with Michael Savage, and we just got in. It's unbelievable. And
it's unbelievable. What's more unbelievable is that Obama still wants to bring in at least 100,000 Syrian Muslim men of military age. He must be stopped. I'm sending you Government Zero. Read about what he's doing. I'm warning the world. I'm trying to save the world that you live in. I got to calm down because I'll tell you the truth. This is a bad situation that's going to get a lot worse. Now it was 20, 18, 30, 50. Do you know how many people are probably going to be dead before the Muslims are finished in Paris? Inside a concert hall in Paris after grenades and guns were fired inside a Paris bar. Shootout in restaurant, they report, the Associated Press. Shootout in restaurant as though people just got into a little a dispute. In the Wild West. It wasn't a shootout. It was Muslim madmen on a rampage. And what is their mission, by the way? What do they really want? Why? Well, it must be them Jews, right? Must be that Israel, huh? Well, there was no Israel 1,000 years ago when they started their crusade against everyone on earth. There was no Israel 800 years ago, 500 years ago, 400 years ago, 300 years ago, 200 years ago. And they were killing people in the name of Allah. You know that or you don't know that? You probably don't. You're probably that stupid. That's why you elected Obama. That's why you think Hillary is something fresh and new instead of guava on the jungle floor. At least now it's 60 dead, according to CNN. So if they're saying 60 dead, that's like saying 11 million illegal aliens are in America, when you know it's at least 3 to 4 times that. Now, what is the good of being sarcastic and cutting on a radio show when it's way beyond being sarcastic or cutting? The issue here of what you are watching, what you're witnessing, and before this day is over, it's going to get much worse, I can guarantee you. This should change the entire quotient of the entire presidential election. This should end it for Hillary Clinton and open borders, girl. This should end it for Barack Obama. He should be impeached tomorrow. This should end it for America, who's been sitting on the sidelines because we're very nice people. We're the nicest people on the planet. We are the most tolerant nation on the planet, and it's time to stop being so tolerant, because your tolerance will kill you. Even a strawberry, if you look at a strawberry under a microscope, you'll see a strawberry has little barbs on it. Little barbs on the strawberry to keep insects from eating the soft flesh of that strawberry. And do you know what's happened to the barbs on our berries in this country? The radical feminists, the psychopathic liberals have plucked the barbs off our berries. We are open to the bees that want to suck the nectar out of our fruit. Is that graphic enough for those of you who like fruits and berries? How else can I get my message across to you? What kind of language must I use to make you aware of the fact that you are under siege, that your nation is being overrun, and that the enemy is within? What do I need to say to you today? As you look at an attack like this in Paris, which has happened over and over and over again, Paris was on alert before this. They had a hint that it was going to happen, and it happened anyway. Why is that? And why is Obama now getting not saying a word that I'm not going to bring in Syrian Muslims? We've changed our plans. Until we can sort out who they are, we're not bringing them in. Why wouldn't a man do a thing like that if he truly cared about his nation? Well, the answer is in the question. The question laid the answer for you out, laid the answer out right in front of you. The death toll will climb all afternoon and evening. And as we're talking, innocent people are sitting there in fear for their lives, holding their loved ones. Imagine going to a concert hall, and in the middle of a concert where you're being taken to a more beautiful world, in comes throwbacks from the 9th century. And they start throwing grenades and machine gunning you. And then they're shotgunning people in the auditorium. And you don't have a gun in your hand. Because you are in a gun-free zone. And you have a nation where guns were outlawed a long time ago because it's a much more advanced nation than America. And people don't have guns in France. They can't have those guns. They're not from the Wild West. They're not wild men like from Texas. They're not allowed to have guns there. They're civilized. Liberté, equalité, fraternité. They love literature and poetry and art and ballet and symphonies. They're wonderful people. They're not barbarians like the Americans with their gun culture. They're not like Hillary Clinton, who wants to turn us into Paris, into France, wants to take away the guns from you Wild West idiots from Texas and make you civilized like the Europeans who are being overrun like locusts. No, I tell you, my friends, the only thing that separates us from France is the Second Amendment. And any politician who wants to take that away from you, and her name is Hillary Clinton, should be disqualified immediately if we had a legitimate media. You think Wolf Blitzer's going to say it? You think Upchuck Todd's going to say it? I hope to God Donald Trump is saying it right now. I don't know where he is campaigning, but if I were him, I'd throw my speech away. And I would say this. This terrible event that's going on in Paris right now shows us one thing, that I was right. We need to build a fence immediately. We need to start deportations immediately. We need to empty the prisons of all the radicals and throw them out of our country immediately. And moreover, something else must be done. Every mosque in America must be forced to tell us who is suspicious in their congregations, who just arrived from where, and who is acting oddly, and turn them over to the police before they kill other people. That's what Trump should be saying, in my opinion. But it wouldn't be the American way. It wouldn't pass muster with David Geffen. It wouldn't pass muster with Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. They would be offended by that fascism, wouldn't they? They want to live in this liberal dream world that they created in Hollywood. A world where perversion is the norm. A world where drugs are every day. A world of rehab. A world of disgusting sluttism. That's the world that Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg want you to have. That's the world of nausea that they have produced for the world. A nausea that's throwing itself back upon itself through these Muslim fanatics. Because I've said this to you before, and I will say it again. While these fanatics have been at war for 1,000 years in their ancestral homes, against everyone except themselves, with their insane reliance upon a single book, the self-sufficiency of a single book, they would burn every book in your library. That's if you have a book in your library. They'd burn every book, they'd burn every film, there'd be no movies, no theater, no concerts, no alcohol, no dogs. That's the world they want to live in. A dark, horrible world from the 7th century. That's the world they want to take you to. And you don't think that they're wrong, because it's a cultural thing. They just haven't been enlightened yet with your culture and your poetry and your art and your concerts. Well, there they are in the concert hall. They're not sitting and listening to Vivaldi. They're not listening to Vivaldi. They're not reading Saint-Exupéry. They're executing people with shotguns. And what, you want to bring in more of them? This is going to evolve over this evening. It's going to change the entire course of this election, I hope. Because if this does not change the course of this election, if this does not disqualify Hillary Clinton's open borders campaign, if this does not requalify Donald Trump's build a wall campaign, then nothing can save us. We are finished as a nation. Time for a quick timeout, then right back with more horrible news of your friends, the Islamo-fascists, doing what they do best, which is burn, murder, rape, and kill on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
I just want to make a few brief comments about the attacks across Paris tonight. Once again, we've seen an outrageous attempt to terrorize innocent civilians. This is an attack not just on...
All right, let's stop. This is one of the most shameful... This will go down as one of the most shameful moments in the history of the most shameful presidency in America's history. Everyone knows Muslims are killing as this liar in the White House speaks, and he says we don't know the specifics. We don't know who did this. We don't have specifics. We'll stand in solidarity with the French, our oldest ally. This will go down in history as the lowest point of the lowest presidency in the history of this nation. He wouldn't even say Muslim. He wouldn't say Islam. He would not say what everyone knows is going on, as innocent Parisians are being shotgunned to death in a concert hall. As I speak, hostages are being shot to death by shotgun by reports that I am reading, and I'm not the president of the United States. Surely that charlatan in the White House knows what I know, if not more. Surely the charlatan has a live feed from the concert hall through French intelligence. And yet the charlatan, President Zero, says to you that we don't know enough to say who did it or what, because it's an ongoing live situation. Why didn't he say, because of this, we're changing our immigration policy? Because of this, we're going to change our intelligence policies. Because of this, we're going to change our TSA screening policies. Instead, the charlatan said nothing. He just mumbled. How did you feel about Obama's little speech just now? Robert, play it for them, because this is more than astonishing. This is criminal negligence to speak like this at a time like this. Play it now.
This is
play it
an
now.
Attack not just on Paris. It's an attack not just on
an attack, Mr.
France.
Cool. Mr. Cool.
An attack on all
yeah, it's an attack on Mr. Cool.
That we share.
What are you talking about values,
we
you putz you?
And ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need.
Send balloons and clowns.
France is our oldest
ally. I can't listen to it. I'm sorry. Cannot listen to it. Here, Hollandaise sauce is speaking. The other, his socialist cousin over there. You got Hollandaise? Liberté, qualité, France. The other Schmendrick over there of liberalism. The other open borders criminal over there. Look at him. Yeah, what's he saying? Hold on, we got that feed even in French.
Pour
I'll take
être,
it.
Sûr que aucune attaque ne puisse
idiot. Just play him in French. I can listen to French. I studied it for 7 years. Just play him in French. That's all. I'm not Woody Allen, but I know French. You can't get the French. No one's running the French. Everyone's talking over it. Why? They don't know the French language. The great media stars. All the geniuses, the cultural liberals don't know what he's saying. I wish I can get a feed. I'll read it for my. I'll translate it on the fly.
A coordinated attack.
Will you turn that moron off? Turn that idiot off, Schlepper Smith. Turn Schlepper Smith off. Not qualified to teach journalism at a Missouri journalism school. Schlepper Smith. What would you do to make sure that we don't have such an attack at a concert hall or a cafe or a restaurant here in America? Do you have to consult the textbook to know what to do? You have any idea what you would do if you were president today, other than give a limp speech like he just gave? A big mouth on him when it comes to Republicans and conservatives, but Mr. Limp when it comes to talking about Islamofascism. My friends, it's not 60 dead in Paris. It'll be in the hundreds. My friends, this should change the course of the election. My friends, this should immediately derail Hillary Clinton's campaign, who is for open borders and taking away your right to self-defense. My friends, this should ennoble Donald Trump's campaign of close the borders and build a fence. Has Trump spoken on this yet? Or as is the dumb advisor who told him to attack Carson, not even told him what's going on, as he goes on attacking. Maybe he could be doing a stage show now about Carson, a little burlesque about Carson at this moment. Where is he right now, our dear leader? Nowhere. We have no leadership. We have no leadership. I'm your leader. I am your leader. I'm the only one telling you what's going on. And at the risk of your displeasure, I warned you this would happen. And I also warned you that it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Because of Government Zero. This should change the course of the election. If only we had a proper media. All I can say is, God bless America and thank God for the Second Amendment.